This is, honestly, it was a blowout win. You're Concordia, Nebraska, all sports leader.
We have a whole bunch of people beating records, setting records, tying records.
Coopski, brought to you by the Solar. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Wyatt Coomey alongside my partners, Eric Cumley. And we have very little games to cover for you this week, as the weekend was kind of slow.
Yeah, I mean, it was really slow. We only had a couple competitions, I think three total. But out of those three competitions, we had a lot of great results from track, basketball, and dance.
Yes, we did. And we'll kick it off with basketball. The only team to play was the women's. So we're going to kick it off with them. And the leading scorer for the Bulldogs came off the bench, Taylor Farrell, with 18 points. Yeah, that's pretty good right there.
Yeah, I mean,
off the bench, too.
Yeah, Taylor Farrell came off the bench. But even our second leading scorer, which was Kayla Luby with 16 points.
Also came off the bench.
Also came off the bench. I mean, this team is very good, and we have a lot of depth. I mean, this shows how much depth we have. Because, I mean, we're usually talking about Taylor Cockrell and Tysha Rushton, and Rushton had 11 points this game, which is still really good. But we had two players come off the bench and score big, almost 20 points there.
We did, and Cockrell didn't really have a scoring output. She had 0 points. She contributed with 3 assists, so she was passing the rock around. Quite frankly, we all have our slumps. You know, it is what it is. But for the rest of the team to step up, I think that's a pretty good testimony to how our team's going to look in the future.
Multiple players reached three-point field goals. Taylor Farrell went 4 for 6. Chase Fansdale went 3 for 4. Tysha Rushton went 3 for 6. And Faith Charnisky went 2 for 3. So, I mean, great work from the field. Again, we had multiple score double digits. As we said, Taylor Farrell had 18 points. Kayla Luby had 16. Chase Fansdale had 13. Tysha Rushton had 11.
Yep, those are our leading scores. So, honestly, it was a blowout win. Let's just be completely honest.
I mean, this final score was, what, 111 to 52?
Yeah, exactly. About doubled St. Mary's score. But to be honest, we needed this win. Like, we needed a confident blowout win to spark what I think is more confidence. The ability to go on a huge win streak. We basically need to have a 9-game winning streak to hopefully get a spot in the playoffs.
Oh, and that's very well doable. I mean, with 111 points scored just now, we tied our season high. Coach Osten had his 399th win from that win.
You know what? Honestly, give him a round of applause. He's turned out to be a great coach coming into this program. Helped the Bulldogs be who they are, really, and get them that national championship back in 2019. So if he can get that 400th win against Dort University February 3rd at Sioux Center, Iowa, that would be a huge milestone. For the girls, that tip-off's at 6 p.m. For the guys, they play Dort right after at 8. But going back to head coach Olson, his girls are playing on a high level in this later half of the season. Hopefully they can keep it up and produce very good wins. And speaking of very good wins, we had a dance team who had a duel and was very confident in their win against College of St. Mary. They won that 68.35 to 56.6.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great win coming off a second place from a Friends University day of duels. So, I mean, way to pick that up and just keep going. They've really had a great season.
Their record overall is 2-1 in GPAC. So if they can keep it up, that'll be fantastic. The tournament, you can't really count it by wins and losses just because they were ranked setting.
That's true.
Overall, they are 2-1 and 2-1 in GPAC. It's looking very well because when I came here as a freshman, our dance team was like, oh, it's the dance team.
Even last year, it wasn't like what it is now.
No, actually, last year was the beginning of it.
Yeah.
You saw glimpses of greatness. And now this year, they put it all together and they're able to perform great in areas, getting second in a duel that they've never been in before. They're making history as a dance team.
Exactly.
And cheer. Cheer is the same way. We'll get to them in a little bit.
I mean, last year was kind of building the foundation
right for
this year. And this year they're just building off, and they just got all the momentum in the world, and they don't think anyone can beat them.
Exactly. And they keep improving every single day, and their recruiting has gotten a lot better, and it's honestly starting to feel accomplishable, you know, that we can do great things and possibly go all the way till March 13th when that NAIA Cheer and Dance National Championships are held. Good luck to them, and their next meet is the Concordia Cheer and Dance Invitational. February 6th, dance will start at 10 a.m. and cheer
will be at 11:45.
There you go. And cheer has also done very well this season. Just to recap, they are 2-0 and placed third in the Friends Day of Duels. Everything's looking up on the up and ups for dance and cheer. Like, honestly, it feels good.
It does. They're a winning program, and they have really picked it up, like we've said multiple times.
And to be honest, it's just fun as a student who, you know, obviously loves sports, all kinds of sports. And I've gotten, you to know about cheer and dance. I haven't really in the past, but now I've gotten to know them because of this rise. It's fun to see this growth in a program. Go from, bad seasons to, hey, we're consistently winning, and let's go grab gold.
Yeah, I'm just going to go off topic here a little bit. If you haven't heard, the CIT Concordia Invitational tournament for basketball was canceled about, a month ago, they called that?
It was basically last semester.
So yeah, last semester. They canceled
it, sadly.
It was still in the fall.
We still had football.
Just giving you guys an update on that. That is canceled for this year. However, it will be back at Concordia, Nebraska next year.
Yep, 2021. I mean 2022, because this is 2021.
This is 2021.
It feels like a 2020 part two, but let's just move on. As I mentioned before, someone's grabbing gold, and that gold is in track and field. They had a tremendous meet at Doan, and
Kylan Heritage picks up her second GPAC Athlete of the Week, as last week Josie Pools had it, and then the week before, Kylan Heritage shared it with Morgan DeJong. That's 3 weeks in a row of Concordia track and field athletes picking up GPAC Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, and speaking of Josie Pools, she made Concordia history, folks. Only the second woman to clear 13 feet in pole vault. She broke the Fuller Fieldhouse record with 13 feet and 1 3/4 inches, putting her first in NAIA this year. What a performance.
When she was GPAC Athlete of the Week, she broke a PR, and she did it again this week.
Yeah, she just is continuing to set bars for herself.
The school record is 13 feet, 4 inches, and 1/4. She's getting close to that, and I think she can break it with how much training and how much she's putting into this.
Oh, yeah, and that would be huge history. Not only being the second woman to clear 13 feet, but to be able to break the other woman who's only been able to break 13, to break her record. I think she can do it, and I think that's going to be huge for her.
At the Doan meet, we had a total of 9 track and field athletes win first. So, I mean, that's great for them all around the board, from throwing to running to jumping, as we're talking about now.
Since we're on the record, on the topic of records, right? I just want to point out there were 2 Bulldog men who tied the school record at high jump with 2.06 meters. That is sophomore Wyatt Loga and junior Cody Williams.
In feet, that's 6 feet, 9 inches.
Yes, that is. That is correct. But yeah, that's great for them. They both tied for second place, unfortunately. But, that's huge. To be able to both tie for the school record, I think is pretty fantastic. And other wins came from the women's distance medley relay with a time of 12 minutes, 32.6 seconds. Those runners were Riley Haker, Sarah Lewis, Grace Raymond, Kylan Heritage. Rachel Battishell, who was the reigning GPAC Athlete of the Year, took home the gold as she finished with 1 minute, 37.1 seconds in the women's 600 meter run. Alyssa Fye took home 2 titles this weekend. One in the mile at 5 minutes, 44.28 seconds, and 1 in the 1,000 meters with a time of 3 minutes, 23.13 seconds. Running a mile within 5 minutes is impressive. I can only do that in 10. So.
Yeah, I mean, she cuts down your time in half.
Oh, yeah. Also wanted to point out, Kylan Heritage also decided to rack up another first place in the 3,000 meter with a time of 10 minutes, 59.88 seconds, just shy under 11. And I say that's very impressive.
That's very impressive. And on the men's side, Henry Remmer took first place in the 400 meters with 52.72 seconds. And freshman Caden Verbos claimed first as well in the 200 meters with 24.16 seconds.
Congratulations to those two. That's saying a lot for this Bulldog team. Also wanted to mention, we had, 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the women's weight throw?
Almost. It was 1, 2, and 4.
Oh, 1, 2, and 4. We
didn't get that third spot, but 1, 2, and 4 were claimed by Morgan DeJong with a throw of 56 feet, 10 inches, and 3/4. Sarah Raglad with 54 feet, 4 inches, and a half. And Olivia Bushto with 51 feet, 8 inches, and 1/4.
You know, congrats to all those athletes. They are really setting the mark for the Bulldog team, as both men and women are in the top 5. Women are 2nd in NAIA. Men are 4th in NAIA. What a performance that these Bulldogs athletes are really showing out.
Yeah, you know, last year coming off that GPAC win and then the national tournament, we're really picking up and keeping steam is what we're doing this year. This year ranking 2nd, and you said 3rd or 4th?
4th for men's.
4th for men's. So, I mean, they're right next to each other, and they're feeding off each other, and they're getting better and better. As you can see, as we have a whole bunch of people beating records, setting records, tying records from throwing, running, and jumping all around the board.
Yes, that is a great season for all track and field athletes. Their next meet will be the Concordia University Classic at Walls Fieldhouse, February 5th. That will start at 2 p.m. Information on how to watch that will be available soon on the Concordia Track and Field website. If you go under schedule, you should be able to find it.
That's all the sports for the week, but wrestling will have a duel, a home duel, tomorrow, February 4th at 7 p.m. in the Friedrich Arena. That's against York College. If you didn't get to this podcast in time, they will also be at Morningside College, the Dave Edmonds Open, February 6th at 9 a.m. in Sioux City, Iowa.
There you go. So be able to watch. Just a little update. Wrestling is 5-10 overall and 3-5 in GPAC. So it's kind of unfortunate, but hopefully they can bounce back against York, which really is, you know, a rematch.
Yeah, I mean, we lost to York in the beginning of the year, the first duel that we had. But that's the first duel, and we had many freshmen starting their very first duel of their entire collegiate career. I'm excited to see how much they've grown since December, but that's going to be exciting to see how much they've grown just this past season and see how well we do.
Definitely. So be able to show up and show out to the home duel, because fans are allowed. That's all the time we got for you today. Thanks for joining us. If you have any questions or comments, if you just want to talk to us, email us at cunekoopski@gmail.com. Go follow us on Instagram at cunekoopski and Twitter
at Koopski.
Thank you all. Have a good night.
Bye.
We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate. I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back.